1-7, dropping Big Blues record to, quite frankly, a shocking 0-4. How you doing, everybody? I am Russ Salzberg. Welcome to Giants Post Game Live here on My 9. My colleagues joining me today, Roman Obit, Sean O'Hara, and Amani Toomer. And I hate to say this, gentlemen, but to me, the effort's there. But if the effort's there, maybe they're just not good enough. And after four games, they're not.
Well, I think, Russ, we've been sitting here the last few weeks. And, you know, as players, it's our responsibility to say, you know, what we saw to help the fans understand what's going on. And I think we can all agree that earlier on in the game, when it was 10-7 or 7-7 for a long time, I mean, the effort was there. You saw a better effort. But the totality of this thing was at the end, they worn down, and you saw a better team in the Kansas City Chiefs, and it shows you why they were undefeated coming into this game.
It's a shame that we have to talk about effort with a New York Giant football team, because that should just be a gold standard. And yes, you're right, Roman. They did come out and play, but we should expect that from them. I thought special teams failed the New York Giants today. They missed the field goal. They let up the punt return, and you know it was their turn because the defense had failed them previously. The offensive line last week had failed them. The offense in turnovers in the first week. So it was the special teams, to me, that really set this team back, and they could never overcome it because of the lack of confidence that we talk about.
I totally agree. I think the defense did a great job today keeping them in the game. Jamal Charles was pretty much held under control running the football. He caught a couple passes out of the backfield, but it's just not good enough. There's something, it moves around week to week what goes wrong with this Giants team, and that spells an 0-4 start.
Well, when you say it's just not good enough, again, maybe they're not good enough. But what do you say we now go right to Arrowhead Stadium, pick up our colleague Howard Cross on the scene. And Howard, you were standing on the sidelines. Tell me, what was it like in that fourth quarter when things were getting out of hand? Is it bewilderment? Are these guys just lost, cannot figure out what has happened to them?
Well, you know, what happens is we thought that if they had a game where they had made it muddy, made it ugly, that they have a better chance of winning the game. Turns out that they just couldn't sustain the consistency there. They kind of kept it close as long as they could. And then later on, a mistake here, a mistake there, a missed call here, a missed call there. It just builds up on them too quickly. You know, in football, sometimes you get all the bounces. Well, they're not getting any bounces right now. They just got to keep working hard.
Howard, the Kansas City Chiefs had only scored 10 points, I mean, majority of the game up until later in the end. I mean, from the sideline, just looking at the body motion and the communication with the coaches, was it the defense just wearing down at the end, or the offense just not giving the defense a chance?
You know, they had a lot of plays. You know, the thing is, when I say consistency, think about it. When they're how many plays they have, 3rd and 9 or more in a game, that's a big thing. You can't have those kind of plays in a game. 3rd and 9, you'd have a penalty. You'd have, you know, offsides or a false start or a holding or something. It kept happening over and over again, bringing plays back. And then you're punting from deeper and deeper in your zone, you're losing the battle of field position. The defense fought and fought and fought, and eventually there's going to be a crack in the armor. I mean, guys are starting to come out of the game. Guys are starting to hit the sideline. JPP goes down. Aaron Ross goes out. You don't know. You can't hold it together forever.
Howard, you mentioned JPP, and you were down on the sideline. You had a chance to see him kind of running around, looked like he was trying to jog it off. You know, what did you see in terms of him running? Did he look like he was going to be okay?
He looks like he may be okay, but, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, so just from the outside appearance, he like he could have came back in and gave him something if really need be, if it was a close game. But you got to protect him and make sure that's one of your big-time pass rushers, and he's got to get healthy enough. He hasn't even got healthy enough to really to put pressure on, but they're trying to get him back in the flow of things.
Howard, this is Amani. What is one area that you see the Giants need to improve on, and what is one area also that they did improve on this week?
Well, they're an equal opportunity employer on that end. What do they need to improve on? A lot of things. But I will tell you this. Brewer and Cordell actually played pretty decent games. Those two guys actually fought. When we watched the game and thought seeing those two guys coming to the game, everybody was nervous. But when they showed up, they did a good job.
All right, Howard, safe home. We will talk to you next week. Thank you, as always. And, folks, stay right where you are, because head coach Tom Coughlin will be coming up. I'm sure we'll want to hear what he has to say. And for those who are looking to keep hope alive for your Giants, only one team, the San Diego Chargers, I believe it was 1992, came back from an 0-4 season to make the playoffs. But as...
Don't say that word, Russ.
No, playoffs?
Playoffs?
Playoffs? Can't be talking about playoffs. No,
win a game.
Right now, they just need to win a game. One game. All right, we're coming back. Stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. Again, final score in Kansas City. Chiefs clobber the Giants by a score of 31-7. All right, Sean, you alluded to it. I mean, special teams let them down. I thought the killer was the missed field goal, because if they make the field goal, they go in tied. They have momentum, feeling good about themselves, and they're getting the ball instead of works in the opposite direction. I thought the other thing that's going against them, these third and longs, you can't play football third and long all day long.
Yeah, the points right before the half were crucial. The Giants have not led going into halftime yet this season. They've trailed every single game. So that, to me, is a big shot to your confidence. And then they come out with the first possession in the second half, and they go three and out. So, you know, they're not taking advantage of those opportunities, and, you know, that's something they have to fix.
I'm going to cut you off right now. We'll go right to Coach. Get back to the guys later.
I thought our defense played hard today, and I thought for the most part, had we had some offense to go with it, particularly in the second half, if only to get them off the field for a while, the finish might have been better. We took the ball away today from them some. They hadn't had any turnovers. We got some turnovers. We didn't do anything with them. We answered right away with the first touchdown. We should have had it tied at halftime with the missed field goal. That was one of our better no-huddle drives, was the one right before the half. But our inability to do anything with the ball in the second half was just there's no excuse for that. That's poor. That's extremely poor. And the special teams errors hurt very much. The punt return again down the middle of the field to the excellent returner. It's gonna bite you if you do it. And you'd continuously do it, at some point in time, it's going to hurt you, and it did. And then allowing them to to keep the ball and run more plays after the, with the penalty on the fourth down is there's no excuse for that either. So I did think that the effort was good. I thought they played hard. I know they came and they wanted it. They sustained it, you know, pretty much the whole ball game, I think. And so with that, it was an improvement over last week, if nothing in that area. But the second half offensively and the mistakes on special teams, just you're not going to have a chance to win like that.
Especially on that return. Until then, you guys were right in it.
We were. And to be honest with you, they challenged, and it was fourth and minuscule. And if it hadn't been on the 30-yard line, you know, I would have gone for it on fourth down. But if I'd have gone for it on fourth down and didn't make it at that point in the game, that would have been a foolish error. So we punted the ball, and, of course, he punted it right down the middle of the field. Back it came.
Is this what they did to you with their defense, or is this what you did to yourself offensively?
Well, they have a good defense. I mean, that's been proven in the first three games. Our lack of execution is not on them. That's on us. They did get reasonable pressure on the quarterback. They got to him a couple of times. But I thought we did a pretty good job with the rest of that. And, you know, there were some times when the ball was the play call was a down-the-field throw that there just wasn't enough. You know, he couldn't hang in there quite long enough to accomplish that particular play. And sometimes that's down in distance, and there's really not a lot you can do with regard to that. But they have a good defense. Take nothing away from that. However, you know, our inability to make a first down and then make another first down and drive the ball, you know, we've seen way, way too much of that.
Where do you go from here?
Keep trying. What do you mean, where do we go from here? We go back, we take a look at the tape, we look at the next opponent, we come together, we try to plan again, we go back to work. What else is there for us to do? Go back to work and see if you can make something happen that allows us to be more competitive, to play a second half of a game rather than one half, to play four quarters, to put some points on the board, to give our defense a chance to regroup rather than send them back out there every three plays. That's what we can do. Yeah. Again, three plays and out. I mean, you're talking about a 10-7 score. We got the ball. You know, again, it's three very poor plays. I wouldn't even say that they were executed very well. So that it negated that part of it. You know, I thought there was a chance there by deferring that our defense would go out and stop them. We did stop them, I think, six plays rather than three. But I thought we would get better field position than what we did out of it. They drove it to midfield. But that having been said, that part of it worked fine. The part that didn't was we did nothing with our second half kickoff return, which is twice I've deferred and twice that's happened. I mean, that was a good drive. That was a good drive. And we've moved it down. And there it was sitting, you know, with a circumstance where we had to make a play on fourth down. I didn't like the 53-yard field goal, so we made another play. And then with 18 seconds, we made another play. We got it to where it was, I believe, a 44-yard field goal. It was on the right hash. You know, had I had my druthers, I'd have had it moved off the hash a little bit. But, yeah, that hurt. That definitely hurt.
This place was pretty quiet last year for opponents, and today it was really loud. Is that a factor at all for you guys?
I thought we handled the noise well. We prepared for it. We know it's a very loud stadium. But I didn't think that was an issue at all. Matter of fact, I think it probably got our guys, I know at the beginning of the game, you know, revved up a little bit.
Are you worried about your locker room going? I mean, these guys have never been in that position.
Well, I'm depending heavily on the leadership and depending heavily on the character of the guys in that locker room. And, you know, I'll take the lead and trying to do the best I can to make sure that, yeah, there's nothing I can do about tomorrow. We have to talk about the game. But come Wednesday, we'll give them some information. I think we'll help them to prepare for the next opponent and pick ourselves back up, have a good week of practice, go play as hard as we can play, and try to improve on this second half debacle here.
Tom, where has the offense gone? What is, as you see it, what is the problem right now?
Well, there's no continuity. There's no rhythm. There's a play here and a play there, but there really isn't any rhythm. We don't make any first downs. You know, play calling is like throwing a dart at a board. There's no real feel for, you know, the ball being continuously moved down the field. I think that's some of it. Is it all of it? Maybe not. But, in the first half, we had some runs that were pretty good. And that gave us that play action pass, which was the deep touchdown. So I thought we were going to have, you know, some good mixture there. The second half didn't quite prove that way. But so it ended up being throw. And, you know, that's not a good experience.
John, with that leadership you talked about in the room, are you confident that these guys will follow your lead?
Well, I think they will. Yes, I am confident that they will.
Tom, when you say the play calling is like throwing a dart at a board, would you consider...
No, I'm not saying it's bad play calling. What I'm saying is when you make first downs and you get into a rhythm, it's a lot easier than it is to, have a third down, and we've had trouble making third downs. I mean, let's face it, we're not doing much with third downs. When you don't do that, your first downs are minimal, then you got issues with, any kind of drives. I think the drive before the half, I don't know how many plays it was. Does anybody know that? That was probably one of the more lengthier drives we've had all season.
Nick seemed to drop a few. Is he having trouble with that finger?
I don't think so.
Any update on the injuries?
No, I haven't gotten a report on that. Okay.
All right, that was head coach Tom Coughlin. Amani, I think Tom, it's almost as if he looked at the game film already. He knew everything, what was going on, except maybe one thing. I'll ask you as a former player. Is the talent good enough? Now, he's not going to tell us, mm-hmm. but is that going through his mind right now? Is our talent good enough to get it done? Because he says the effort's there, but is the talent good enough?
Is the talent good enough? Who knows? I mean, it doesn't look that way right now, and the effort's there, but we're not in an effort business. This isn't how well we can try. The NFL is not about trying. You got to actually go out there and put it down. 0-4 is unacceptable no matter how you slice it. 1-14 on third down is unacceptable. There's no way that they're going to win games if they keep on performing like this. I don't care if they tried hard the whole time. If they're not performing, they're not performing. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, Monty, I mean, going back to what we saw defensively, where a lot of defenders were right there, man-to-man, right next to their offensive players, that just kept catching those passes. Alex Smith, I mean, he had a great game, but at certain times, guys just weren't making plays. I mean, you saw defensive linemen bull rushing, getting past the line of scrimmage. Here comes Alex Smith, out rushing the pass rush, getting behind him 10 yards, 15 yards. I mean, he's a second leading rusher on this Kansas City team for a reason. So, again, you have to make plays and make results.
Russ, I just want to hit on that. You asked about the talent, and I believe the talent is there, but they are not talented enough to make up for the bad football that they're putting themselves in. If they eliminate the bad football, they are talented enough to win football games, but you can't play sloppy football, have penalties, take points off the board. You can't have a penalty on a field goal, and then they march down and score a touchdown on it. So it's the bad football that's superseding the talent.
Well, 69 being outscored 69-7 the last two games, that is certainly bad football. All right, we've got a lot more coming up, including the quarterback, Eli Manning. I'm sure you want to hear what he has to say. So stay right where you are. You are watching Giants Post Game Live right here on My Nine. back to Giants Post Game Live. We are waiting on quarterback Eli Manning. Once again, final score, Chiefs 31, Giants 7. Giants fall to 0-4. We'll be talking about what's wrong. Obviously, a lot of things are wrong. We're talking about the special teams. I thought another killer play, which we didn't touch on yet, was when Reuben Randle made that terrific early return, stopped at where he took it from the 5 to about the 40. That was called back, blocking behind the back. So what could go wrong seems to be going wrong.
Yeah, I think one thing that happens when you're on a team that's 0-3, that's looking for answers, you know, offense isn't doing well, defense isn't doing well. Sometimes these guys on special teams, you could probably speak to this, Imani, they start trying to do a little bit more than their job, a little bit more than their lane integrity, a little bit more trying to do a little bit extra, you know, kicking a ball. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs got David Taub, who was at the Bears for the last 8 years and responsible for, Hester, who's been one of the best returners in the league in the last, 8 years. I mean, that was a big piece of the puzzle of this team, and I think that really showed at the end how well Kansas City Chiefs played special teams throughout the course of the game. 2 weeks ago, you give up a big punt return to the guy, Denver Broncos, a holiday, and then you have another one this week when the game was still pretty even.
Yeah, just because, they're competing and they're playing well, special teams is an area that can put you over the top. If your team is struggling like the Giants are, you can't give up plays on special teams because those are the areas where if you're maybe not as talented as the team that you're playing against, the where you can make up sort of the ground is by having a productive special teams. And today the special teams let them down by giving up essentially 10 points by missing the field goal and then letting up the long punt return. Those types of things can't happen to a struggling team on the road in a hostile environment like Kansas City.
Yeah, Sean, and the penalty, too.
Sean, let me ask you this. As a player, you go into a game, like I believe they were prepared. Speaking to the guys this week, they were confident. We're going to get back to that point.
That was a nice tease.
We got to stay tuned. Eli.
Yeah,
well,
definitely take a
picture
so they can do for our savings. How frustrating is this, Eli?
Well, it's disappointing. It's just offensively, just not being able to do anything. It's bad. We had obviously one big play to Victor. I had a pretty good drive right before halftime in a 2-minute situation. Besides that, it seemed like we were just three and out, and defense got us some turnovers. We didn't do anything with it. So just we're just not playing very well offensively. Not well enough. Obviously, turned the ball, had a fumble, threw an interception. Just seems like we're getting a lot. Why it happens? Seems like we get a lot in a lot of third and long situations. Either had some penalties. Not very good first and second down production. Not finding completions when we throw the ball and. Obviously get some penalties to back us up and those type of things. And I thought we had some chances on some plays, just didn't make them.
Eli, Coach talked about the lack of continuity in the second half. Do you feel like that was why the momentum swung the way it did?
Well, I thought our defense got us some turnovers and did some things in the second half, and we didn't do anything with it. Seems like, they get us a turnover, we go three and out and give them the ball right back. So we get no drives going. We don't have many plays in a row, and we get no rhythm offensively. So, we got to find a way to get things going a little bit and start making some plays.
You know why that's happened? That hasn't been a problem for this offense in recent years.
What's that? I think it comes down to first and second down. Just our production is bad, and we're going backwards, and we just to start the game, we get lose yards on a pass the first play. Next play throw it, have to throw it away. You got third and 11 right right off the get go. So it's just if you're living in that world, you can convert some, but it's not where you want to live in.
Can you talk about what happened? It appeared that you had converted on third and 17, 25, third and 25. Can you talk about getting on the turn and how that affected the game?
Yeah, obviously, had another third and long, hit Victor over the middle, gave us the first, and then they overruled it, and then we punt, and they return a punt. So, obviously, a big swing right there, and, so that was obviously a big difference in the game. Nothing we did wrong. Offensively, and obviously just fell a little short, and they kind of took the momentum from there.
Eli, the line, was the blocking in front of you any better, or was it still a lot of pressure?
No, you know, I thought up front they did some good things, and obviously went against a good front four, and I thought they competed, and but you know, we got some more work to do though.
The interception passed Ruben. What happened?
Yeah, just a miscommunication in Ruben and I, and I thought he was gonna keep going, and he broke it off. So we'll talk about it and try to make that correction. Their defense is good. Their defense is good. They have good players. They have a good scheme, and they went out there and make it tough on the offense, and so they play a lot of man-to-man. You got to hit some plays. You got to hit some go routes. So obviously hit one to Victor, but missed on a lot of them that were close. So that was kind of the game plan coming in, saying we're gonna have to make some big plays. They're gonna give us some opportunities to make some big plays. We gotta make them. We didn't make enough.
We just gotta keep
working, and we gotta come back, and we gotta figure out, you know, offensively what's gonna be our best way to get things going. What's gonna give us a chance to compete and move the ball and help our defense out and stay on the field a little bit. And so we gotta search and find out a way to play better. Yeah, I feel like we have good preparation, and I thought, you know, guys competed today. We're just not making many plays, and I think we have playmakers. We're just not playing very well, and that's I feel like we can play well.
Anything else, Eli?
All right, that was quarterback Eli Manning. No, they're certainly not playing well. And get to the point that I was trying to make with you before, Sean. As a former player, you go in confident. They sounded confident prior to the game. All week, good practice. As soon as something goes wrong, does it become a lack of confidence? Like, oh, no, here we go again.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of goes back to the bad football that I was talking about before. And I thought this team, you're right, Russ, they did seem confident. They looked like they were playing confident. But that punt return for the touchdown, you can almost feel the wind going out of their sails. And they were kind of saying, you almost felt them saying, here we go again. And they don't think they're good enough. They don't believe that they're good enough to come back and overcome those type of plays.
See, Amani, I'll go one step before that. I thought when Josh Brown missed that field goal, it was almost some wind came out of their sails. Instead of going in at halftime knowing you're getting the ball back, they go in down three, but on a negative vibe.
They did go on a negative vibe, but, you know, if you're only down three on the road in Kansas City, that's not the worst thing position you could possibly be in. But when they came out in the third quarter, when they went three and out, that to me was a troubling sign, because maybe they don't realize how close they are. Maybe they just need to feel what it's like. Like Sean said earlier in this broadcast about how they haven't had a lead going into the coming out in the third quarter, going into halftime. So this is something that they need to feel more comfortable about. I just don't know if this team, the way it's currently configured, have the fight to come back. Because usually we see giant teams come back from deficit. This team hasn't done that this year.
Well, you talk about feeling comfortable. I don't think anybody, all parties concerned, they're comfortable with the Giants right now. All right, we got a lot more coming up. We'll hear from the players on the losing side, unfortunately. Once again, 31-7, KC devours the Giants down in Arrowhead. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Stay right where you are. We'll go back to Giants postgame live here on My Nine while we wait for Paul Dottino and some player reaction. Let's talk about the reaction again. We heard from Eli Manning and head coach Tom Coughlin. You talk about no rhythm, no continuity, can't get things going. How does that get fixed?
Well, I think everyone knows that, you know, Eli Manning isn't the type of quarterback that's known for, you know, scrambling and making plays outside the pocket. But we did see Kevin Gilbride today go to some rollouts, some sprint protections, something to just try to protect this, you know, $100 million quarterback. But it all comes back to execution, whether you're doing rollout passes or whether you're doing whatever it is. I mean, you've got to protect the quarterback, and Eli Manning's got to be able to plant his feet in the ground, square shoulders to the line of scrimmage, and find his receivers. There's a huge problem with this pass protection on this team.
Let's now go to Paul Dottino right now with Entrell Roll.
Well, thank you so much, Russ. And Trell, you've been talking about emotion and spark. I thought it was there today, at least from what I could see on the sidelines. That was not the reason you guys lost this game.
I think you know, we went out there and we fought, you know, throughout the game. There were a couple of things that took place that I think, you know, kind of flattened us a little bit as a team. But for the most part, I think we did a pretty good job of keeping that intensity and keeping that fight. We just have to learn how to overcome things that might not go our way. I suppose, you know, when the punt return happened, I felt like, you know, it kind of let a little air out of us a little bit. But, you know, we have to get better, and we have to learn how to overcome those things. You know, that's what's going to make us a championship caliber team.
Yeah, the momentum in the crowd here in Kansas City can snowball in a hurry. How much of an impact was that?
The crowd had no effect on us today. You know, I think for the most part, we went out there and we fought. You know, obviously we wasn't successful, but we have to get better. We have to get better with all three phases of the game, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And, you know, just come together, keep believing, and have to believe that we can win. You know, having an 0-4 record, you can do a lot of things to your mind. You know, it can mess with your confidence a little bit, but we have to be stronger than that. You know, we have to overcome that and overcome the will and understand that, you know, there's still 12 games left to be played this season.
You know, you're one of the captains on this team, and it's probably a lot easier said than done to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish to keep this team positive. If there's one secret to doing that, what does it have to be?
To believe. I think that's going to be the key, you know, for us turning this thing around. Just go out there and believe that we can win the game. You know, we can't worry about what has taken place from this day on. You know, from this day, back. We have to just move on and understand that, you know, we have to look forward. We have to get out of this hole that we're in. You know, we're in a pretty big hole. And, you know, we have to climb ourselves out.
Entrell Roll, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
Bye. Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
Paul Dottino, Entrell Roll, thank you very much. Well, Sean, Entrell kind of followed the theme what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
When things go wrong, he said they have to respond, and they haven't been doing that. That's not science. That's basic football.
Yeah. I mean, it's a confidence factor. I think it's also a maturity factor. And just to kind of pile on to that aspect of it, you know, I did some quick math here, and I'm a Rutgers guy, Robert, so we appreciate that.
So you did use your fingers and your hands?
Yeah.
Your toes?
And I had to use Amani's fingers, too. The Giants have been outscored by 51 points in the second half. So when he talks about, listen, when things aren't going well, we need to get out of that funk. You win football games in the NFL in the second half. And last year, Tom Coughlin, his big message to the team was finish. We have to finish games, finish drives, finish everything you do as a football team, and win the football game in the fourth quarter. That's what the Giants that we know, they're not doing that this year. They certainly didn't do it today.
Well, I'll tell you what, they better start doing it fast, because next week's Philadelphia. And
otherwise, they will be finished.
Well, playoffs? You're talking about playoffs?
Yeah.
No, 0-4, they just got to talk about winning a game. All right, let's talk about some business here, folks. Make sure to go to adorama.com/Giants to win yourself a Canon PowerShot G16 compact digital camera. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. Stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. All right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Again, not a happy day for the Giants. They lose their fourth game in a row to fall to 0-4, 31-7 the final in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. I thought we were talking about Eli Manning. I thought one of the killer objects in the game was Alex Smith. He was in trouble so many times and ran up the middle and got out of trouble for a first down. I think it happened three or four times.
Yeah, it happened a lot early, and I think you would have thought that the Giants defensively would have made some type of adjustment. Pacing or Jaquan Williams maybe kind of sitting close to that line of scrimmage and maybe spying Alex Smith. I mean, coming into this game, he was the second leading rusher on the team. He showed over the first 3 weeks, let the pass rush get behind you and sneak through some in that middle between the center and the guards and get 8 yards. I mean, he did that consistently. He did it consistently the first half of the football game.
Yeah, they were 9 of 16 on third down. A lot of those were those Alex Smith couldn't find anybody open down the field getting first down, especially early in the game. It really kind of set the tone and kind of loosened up the defense to allow this Kansas City offense just to get going. And that's, you know, they have the time of possession. They won the time of possession handily over the Giants. So those are the types of things that they needed to make adjustments during the games. And this is something that I see that the Giants aren't doing too well, because the earlier stat that you said about the third quarter not being able to outscore the opponent, maybe they need to make a little bit more adjustments during the game to allow themselves to be more productive in the second half.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to your point, it was a great point about a third down and the time of possession. They could not get the Chiefs off the field. And when you look at it, they're starting a rookie at right tackle in Eric Fisher, and then he gets hurt, and he ended up not playing in the second half. So you have the backup tackle, and still, the only guy with a sack on this team was Pacinger. That D-line did not attribute a sack in that entire game. So you need to find a way to get to the quarterback, get him off the spot.
Yeah, I mean, time of possession, guys, 25 minutes this week. I think last week it was 26. Yeah. They're averaging.
Their defense is tired.
Yeah, the Giants offensively are averaging about 25, 26 minutes a game, time of possession, and a little bit north of about 55 snaps. They're not even on the field enough. Defense is on the field 70 snaps a game.
All right. What do you say we go now back to the field at Arrowhead, where Paul Dottino caught up with some of the players coming off the field?
Thank you. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Well, there is a bright spot to today's game. Your play on special teams, DeMontre, was sensational. Had you down for 3 tackles and a partially blocked punt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I did my assignment today. Coaches put me in the best ability. You know, it's a lot of stuff to learn from, so we got to get in here, learn from this field, and, you know, fix our mistakes.
You missed a lot of time in practice because of the shoulder, missed a lot of playing time. How difficult has it been for you to sit out?
It's difficult for any it's difficult for any normal player to, you know, to be hurt when he's away from the game that he loved. But at the same time, I didn't, like, try to think about it too much. I just tried to come in there, play to the best of my ability, and get all the mental reps I can. So when it was my time or they called me to step up, I'll be right there and be ready.
And then finally, how can you translate your special team success to the defense?
Just keep doing, treat defense like I do special teams. Study my film, listen to the coaches, listen to the older guys, and keep getting advice. All the older guys been helpful. Coach, my mentor and big brother, Jesse Armstead, T2, they've been talking to me and trying to coach me up on how to be a gunner, and just to continue to keep doing the things that I'm doing and apply that to defense in the same way, in the same fashion, and hopefully it transfer over.
Montre Moore, thank you.
Thank you.
It's another demoralizing loss. How do you swallow this one?
We just got to get back to work Monday. I know it sounds repetitive. I know we keep saying, but, I mean, that's all we can do. Coach said that when we've had enough, we'll change this around. So I thought we had enough this week. I guess we just got to go back to work Monday and learn from this.
It did seem like in the third quarter when you had the 4 straight stops, you guys really were in position to try to steal the game, and then it fell apart.
We keep hurting ourselves. We keep beating ourselves with just penalties and not getting off the field when we're supposed to. But like I said, we just got to learn from this and turn it around on Monday.
Principal Kamara, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, back to you guys.
All right, Paul, 3, 2, 1. You guys are up. We know Paul can count. When it's going wrong, it's going wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, go back to first DeMontre Moore. He's a young guy, rookie, trying to improve. I mean, and as a rookie, guys, and we've all been young players in this league, you're a rookie trying to make a name for yourself in the NFL, and you're watching veterans ahead of you that are underachieving. Now, I mean, that's as honest as I can be. You're watching veterans ahead of you being underachieving. He mentioned Jesse Armstead as his mentor. Mm. Jesse Armstead played with us.
He's on the coaching staff.
He didn't mention Justin Tucker or other guys on the team. I think that's part of the issue.
Mm. All right, we got more coming up. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My 9. 3-2-1. We're taking a break, but we'll be back. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, everybody, here on My 9. But what do you say we go from here to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, where Paul Dottino a little while ago caught up with Brandon Jacobs.
Well, thanks, guys. And, Brandon, regardless of what you guys are trying to do, that spark on offense doesn't seem to be lighting, especially in the third quarter when it seemed as though the team was still in the game.
You know, I thought we were in it. You know, we went out. The second half was, just poor play by the offense. We did pretty good in the first half. And we just got, again, man, just keep saying the same thing every week, man. But it's just, the truth of the matter is that we just got to stay positive and stay with it, and keep our heads up and stay with one another, still trust and believe in each other. Because if we don't do that, regardless of what happened, things could only go up for us.
Now, Brandon, the last time the Giants were 0-4, in fact, they wound up 0-5 at one point during the 87 season, which there was a work stoppage. You're not used to losing around here. How difficult is it to swallow?
It's hard to swallow, being on this team and being in this organization, 7 years and winning 2 Super Bowls and coming out here being 0-4 is just a tough situation to be in for everybody, and something this organization is definitely not used to. So, like I said, we just got to keep being positive, stay with one another and try to get this thing to turn around.
Tom often talks about how he wants you guys to be better at practice, more animated. I thought Friday was actually a pretty animated practice. Have you been able to figure out why the translation's not coming from the week onto Sunday?
I can't say that. I can't figure out why, you know. But we have had a great week of practice last week. I mean, guys were flying around, jumping around, had some energy out there. You know, coaches had energy, players had energy. You know, has tough physical, competitive practice. Why it's not translating for our football team at this point in time right now, I have no idea. But like I said, we just keep going out every week and every day and taking it one play at a time and just trying to get better.
Brandon Jacobs, thank you for your time.
Thank you, P-Dot.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul and Brandon. Well, Amani, you heard Brandon say, listen, fortunately, the Giants have never been in this position before, certainly not for a very long time. Now they are. Because they haven't had the experience, does it make it that much more difficult to deal with it, to get out of it?
I think they haven't had this experience before, and they need to realize how severe this situation is. 0-4 is not something to sneeze at, and maybe they need to start making some changes in personnel. I mean, the fact that, you know, they have a lot of guys that are paid very highly, that are in positions that have played well in the past, aren't playing well this year. Maybe they need to ring their bell a little bit, and maybe DeMontre Moore, the person we talked about earlier today, maybe he needs to get some more snaps because he's out there playing. He has the fire, and he wants to get out there and play, and maybe you need to move some of these veterans all off to the side and allow some of these younger players to make a name for themselves, because there's some guys that have big names that are performing very smallly.
As you say, this is not an effort business. It's a bottom line business, and that is W's and L's, and right now there are 0 W's and 4 L's. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My 9. Stay with us. We'll be back to wrap things up.
You guys did everything you could to keep the team in the game. In fact, there were 4 straight stops, including 2 turnovers that you guys created in the third quarter. I thought there maybe the team could have kind of started to believe that it could win. What do you think went wrong?
I think we believed all along we could win. No excuses. We had opportunities and we didn't take advantage of them, bottom line.
What, if anything, did Kansas City do that maybe you didn't expect? It looked like, to me, they did a lot of that short stuff and a lot of the running game, which you guys had prepared for all week long.
I think they did everything that we anticipated, and,
like I said, we weren't able to capitalize on everything, and you know, we weren't able to get off the field as much as we needed to.
What was the mentality at halftime when you guys missed the field goal on a chance to tie? Was it that, okay, we haven't really played great, but we're still in the game? Or was it like, oh, no, we missed the field goal, the golden opportunity, and you started to get down as a team?
No, ready to go out there second half and win the game. You know, and unfortunately, we weren't able to do that.
All right, Keith Rivers, thank you so much for your time.
Yep.
Okay, let's go back to you guys.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. And, folks, what do you say we take a look at some of the standings in the NFC East? And it is not pretty, because when you take that look, you see your Giants at the bottom of the standings with an 0-4 record. But really, when you look at it now, Dallas and San Diego right now, they're tied at 7. Philly is losing to Denver 14-6. And Washington is losing to Oakland 14-3. Guys, 6-10 might win this NFC East. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, we hope that 6-10 isn't the result of this season. But look, with 12 games to go, the Giants are going to have to win 75% of their games just to go 9-7. And 7% on third downs isn't acceptable. 11 first downs won't get it done. Averaging 25 minutes of time possession this first quarter of the season will not get it done. That's just not winning football, guys. And I've never been 0-4 at Tomb. I mean, we, like I said, we played together in Cleveland a couple years, Sean.
Not even Cleveland?
Yeah, when we were rookies, that we last time the Giants were 0-3, and yeah, we weren't playing that much. So we have to watch these veterans, how they responded. But they've got to dig deep somewhere. And it's not just on leadership of the veterans, but maybe some of these rookies need to step up. You talked about DeMarcus Moore, some of these young guys, but everybody across the board has to play better.
I think for this team, if they are going to go on a run and win football games, the onus lies on the offense. The defense, they've shown us that they can't stop people in the second half. They can't stop the run in the second half. And offensively, they have to do a better job. You talked about third down, and Tomb, you gave us the third down stats, 1-for-14. To me, it's more about first down. You have to stop throwing the ball on first down and then putting yourself in second and long, third and long situations. Even if you run the ball for only 2 yards a carry on first and second down, third and six, third and five, those are manageable third downs, especially when you have guys like Akeem Nicks and Victor Cruz. So first down production has to be a key. You have to get David Wilson more involved. He only had 25 carries coming into this game and only 13 today. So I think we hear Tom Coughlin talk all the time about we're going to run the football. They need to finally listen to Tom Coughlin and run the football on first down and help Eli, help this offense out.
Yeah, I think their defense doesn't get a pass either. I mean, they let up, they were nine, they let the Kansas City Chiefs convert 9 of 16. That's 50, upwards of 50%. So there's a little enough blame to go everywhere. They need to figure out a way to just stop the bleeding. You asked me earlier in the show, do they have enough talent to win? It doesn't matter. They have who they have on their team. They have to make it work with these guys. And if they can't do that, then they're going to be in big trouble.
As Bill Parcells said, they are what they are. And that is 0-4. We'll see if they can get to 1-4 next week when they're home at MetLife, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles on that Sunday, October 6th at 1 p.m. Then, as always, you want to flip right over to our Giants postgame live show here on My9. For Roman Oben, Sean O'Hara, Amani Tuma, I am Russ Salzberg. Thanks very much for joining us. You've been watching Giants postgame live here on My9. See you next week.